here, babe. Say, how about a little... Ouch.
Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie pictures. In just a moment, you'll hear Maisie in radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcer. Southern as Maisie.
Yes, I'm Maisie, like the fella said, Maisie Revere. Just a gal who ain't concerned about taking it with me when I go, because when you're in show business like me, you're used to traveling light. Yep, the way I figure it, today will be yesterday, tomorrow. But for a lot of people, there wouldn't be a tomorrow if it weren't for certain organizations called the Blood Bank. And if you'll pardon a small pun, these are the only banks in the world that can't operate unless they're in the red. I know the wonderful work these outfits do, because 3 times a week I work at one of the banks as a sort of receive and teller in charge of deposits. There's no money involved in any of this. The only compensation you get is that a life may be saved, and who can tell? Maybe that life will be yours.
Oh, miss. Miss. I hope you don't mind my not getting up from the desk, honey. I just gave another pint of my blood.
Gosh, a whole pint? Doesn't that make you a little weak?
Oh, not in the least, miss. And it's all over before you can snap your fingers like this. Like this. Well, I guess I am just a little weak. What can I do for you, honey?
Well, I heard about these blood banks, and I thought that I could...
Oh, no, girlie. We just take. We don't give.
Oh, but I'd like to give a little.
Well, you're a swell gal for wanting to help. But we're in the business of saving lives, not throwing them away.
Yes, but...
But I tell you what. You build yourself up a little. I mean a lot. And then in a couple of years, you come back.
Oh, but that's exactly why I'm here. My health. That's why I want to sell my blood.
Oh, honey, we don't pay our donors. They give for free.
They don't get paid?
Well, only with something you can't put in the bank, honey. Gratitude and human lives. You see, Miss
Nancy. Nancy Homer Schlager. Oh!
Oh, well, it's silly to cry over a thing like that, Nancy. All you got to do is change your second name.
Oh, you don't understand. My doctor, he says I need to have a long vacation. I shouldn't work for at least a couple of weeks. Should go to a nice hotel, meet some nice young men, maybe.
Well, the doctor's right, Nancy. You should take your blood with you.
Mr. Jeffries, that's my boy. He said I'm not eligible for a vacation yet. I've only worked for him for 2 years.
2 years with no vacation? Where do you work, at a chain gang?
No, Mr. Jeffries has a store on Market and 50, a small department store. I'm a sales girl. Mr. Jeffries said that if I continued to work real hard...
He'd give you every other Labor Day off, huh?
Oh, you know Mr. Jeffries?
No, but I'm going to meet him, Nancy, and get you that vacation with pay.
But you can't do that. Mr. Jeffries, he doesn't like to be told what to do.
Oh, well, don't worry. I'm not going to tell him. I'm just going to ask him.
You'll appeal to him as a man?
Oh, sure. How old is this Mr. Jeffries?
60.
Oh. Well, in that case, I'll have to appeal to him as a man. He's too old for me to appeal to him as a woman. Now, you run along back to work, Nancy, and leave everything to little Maisie.
Oh, gosh, Maisie, I can't understand why you're doing this for me. I'm a total stranger.
Honey, there are no strangers in this world.
There aren't?
No. We're all just people. People who haven't been formally introduced.
Give it time, Schlager.
Yes, Mr. Jeffries, at once. What is it, sir? Did I do anything?
Miss Hammerschlager, do you recall what I said to you when you came to me 2 years ago and said you'd be willing to work for half of what anybody else here was getting?
Yes, sir. You said you're hired.
I mean, do you remember that I said all my salespeople are allowed 1 hour and 1 hour exactly for lunch?
Yes, sir.
Well, if you'll gaze at the clock, you'll notice it's now 1:30 and 1/2. Miss Hammerschlager, you're exactly 30 seconds late.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir, but I went to the blood bank.
The blood bank? Miss Hammerschlager, when I hired you as a sales girl, I hired the entire Miss Nancy Hammerschlager, blood and all.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
You may return to your counter, Miss Hammerschlager, and be thankful that I'm in a gracious mood today.
Oh, yes, sir. I thought you were kinder than usual today.
Yes, and justifiably so, Miss Hammerschlager. This morning, Mrs. Jeffries told me something that I've waited to hear since the day we were first married.
You mean...
Yes, Mrs. Jeffries went to the doctor's this morning, and it's true.
Oh, really?
Yes, she has to go away for a long rest.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going down to the bus station this afternoon and buy the ticket. Hey, now back to work, Miss Hammerschlager. Hurry, hurry. Oh, this trip is costing me plenty, but it's worth every dollar, including the bribe I gave the doctor.
Oh, yes, sir. I've seen Mrs. Jeffries, sir.
Yes, sir.
What can I do for you, sir?
Oh, yes, Miss. And what could we do for you today?
Well, I'm looking for...
And if any store has it, Jeffries has it. And what can we show you today? A floor mop, splice water, bathing cap, beach umbrella, bobby pins, lampshades, linoleum, lawnmower, dog collar...
No.
Ironing board, electric fan, paint sprayer, beach pad, deep freeze, radio.
What was that next to the last one?
Deep freeze?
No.
Yeah. Hey, miss, I'm a busy man. Exactly what do you want?
Well, I'd like to see Mr. Jeffries.
Well, why didn't you say so?
He didn't come to it yet.
I was working up to it. I'm Mr. Jeffries, miss.
Oh, how do you do?
I'm just... Peachy fine, miss. Now, what can I do for you?
Mr. Jeffries.
Yes?
Well, Mr. Jeffries, you don't know me and I don't know you.
True.
Well, what I mean is...
Yes?
What I mean is, you don't know me and I don't know you.
Well, now we're getting someplace, aren't we?
Mr. Jeffries, I know you have a heart and a soul and a conscience.
Hey, miss, if you're here to take inventory...
No, it's not that, Mr. Jeffries. It's, you have an employee here named Nancy Hammerschlager.
Oh, yes, one of my most trusted employees. Very efficient, very efficient.
Well, she won't be efficient long, Mr. Jeffries. Have you noticed how thin and sickly she is?
Hey, miss, exactly what are you getting at?
Well, Mr. Jeffries.
Yes?
Nancy's all run down, and her doctor says she needs a vacation of at least 2 weeks with pay or else. Well, I said it, and I'm glad.
So am I, miss. So our dear poor Miss Hammerschlager's health hangs in the balance, and little ignorant me is standing in the way of her future happiness.
Yes. Oh, poor, tired Nancy, so loyal. I told her you couldn't be the hard-hearted louse she said you were.
Oh, so Miss Hammerschlager said I was a louse.
Yeah, but in a nice way.
Oh, well, that was very kind of her. And, miss, how much of a vacation did the good doctor prescribe for the poor, delicate creature?
Well, 2 weeks. And if you just do this little thing for Miss Hammerschlager, you will make a friend for life.
Gee, gosh. And Miss Hammerschlager... Oh, Miss Hammerschlager.
You call me Mr. Jeffries?
Yes, dear girl. Come here, lifelong friend.
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Jeffries. Oh, Maisie, it's you.
Yes, and don't be nervous, Nancy, honey. Mr. Jeffries isn't half as nasty as he looks.
He isn't? I mean, you've talked to him, explained?
The entire story, my dear. And you'll never know how this old friend of yours helped you in your hour of need.
Oh, well, Maisie isn't an old friend. I just met her during my lunch hour at the blood bank.
Well, Miss Hammerschlager, you confided in a total stranger about me?
Oh, you don't understand, Mr. Jeffries.
Oh, but I do, Miss Hammerschlager. This good friend of yours has opened these poor, selfish eyes to the truth.
Oh, you mean it? Maisie!
Yeah, that's right, honey. You thought Mr. Jeffries was a tight-fisted louse, but he's going to show you the kind of louse he really is.
aren't you, Mr. Jeffries?
Oh, but definitely, dear girl. But definitely.
You mean I'm going to get it?
Is that you are, my dear. Now, how long a vacation did the good doctor suggest you take, Miss Hammerschlager?
2 more weeks.
Oh, come, come, ladies. After all, a human life, a precious human life, depends on this. Now, how many weeks?
4.
Yes. And when you come back nice and refreshed, with your strength and energy replenished, with roses in those pale cheeks.
Yes?
Look for another job. You're fired.
Fired?
Oh, me?
Yeah, and I'm doubling your salary, Miss Hammerschlager. Now you'll be losing twice as much. Goodbye.
Oh, Maisie. Now I'm out of a job and I'll never get that vacation.
Well, yes, you will, honey. You're going to take a trip someplace.
Oh, but all I have in the world is $10.
Well, cheer up. I've saved a little money.
You have?
Mm-hmm. Now, let's see. Where can you go for $10.70?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment.
Where to?
It makes no difference. My wife's going away. I want a ticket to Green Meadow.
Pardon me, Kirk. I like some information.
Yeah, but I was here first. That's you. You.
Well, well. If it isn't the thing that DDT was invented for. Kirk, all I wanted was to ask a short question.
Look, Kirk, I don't want my wife to miss that bus. I need the rest.
In that case, I'll make it a long question.
But it took me months to talk my wife into being sick. She might change her mind and not go.
That's nice. Kirk, I want to know...
Miss, this is the ticket selling window. If you want to know something, why don't you go to the information window?
Well, that's silly. The line here is much shorter. Besides, Mr. Jeffries here don't deserve what he won't give others.
I'm sorry, miss, but this gentleman is ahead of you in line.
Yes, yes.
Ahead of me, hmm? Oh, say, look, there goes a girl with one of those new French bathing suits.
Yeah, where?
Clerk, now I'm first.
Hey, I don't see any girl.
Just look forward. There's one standing right in front of you.
Yeah, miss, this is a dirty trick.
But not as dirty as the one you played on Miss Hammerschlager. That poor girl deserves to go someplace.
Yes, and I'd like to tell you where. You buying a ticket for her?
If so, miss, where to?
Well, I don't know yet. I'm just here shopping.
Oh, shopping?
Mm-hmm. Someday Nancy's going to have enough money for a vacation. It might take months, but there's nothing like finding out the nice places where she can go. I'm not the kind that waits till the last minute.
Yeah, but I am. If I don't get this ticket for Bertha, she might decide to stay. And the bus leaves in a few minutes.
Has you over a bit of a barrel, doesn't she, sir?
Oh.
Yeah, Mr. Jeffries. Now you know how it feels not to get something you've been waiting for years.
Yeah, but, well, look. Yeah, I'll take this Hammerschlager back and give her a vacation.
How long?
A whole week.
With pay?
Oh, okay, with pay.
2 weeks?
1 week.
Do you have any other suggestions, Claire?
No! Okay, I'm a desperate man. A complete vacation from Miss Hammerschlager with 2 weeks' pay.
And you'll buy the bus ticket?
Buy the bus ticket?
Clerk.
It's very nice in Arizona this time of year. Good for rheumatism, you know.
Oh, well, I don't think Nancy needs rheumatism. She has enough things wrong with her now.
Oh, okay, I'll buy the ticket. One way.
One way?
A trip to the Canadian Rockies would be just dandy for your friend, miss. Do you think she'd care to go up to Lake Louise and Banff?
Well, I imagine Nancy would like Lady Louise, but I don't think she knows how to dance.
Yeah, they got instructors. Okay, okay, a round-trip ticket to Lake Louise.
Why, Mr. Jeffries, you're so kind to your employees, doing these little things for them out of the kindness of your heart.
Yeah, sure, sure. Anything is worth getting rid of Bertha tonight. I got a date with a girl. I mean, with a couple of fellas.
Well, miss, here's the ticket for your friend. That'll be $87.
$87?
Kirk, tell me all about how vacations are in all the other 48 states.
Well, let's start from the beginning alphabetically. Alabama.
Never mind. Here's your money.
Yeah, thank you. Here's the ticket, miss. Your friend's bus leaves in 2 hours.
Thank you.
At last. Look, Benedict Arnold, I'd like a quick ticket.
Oh, well, just a minute, Mr. Jeffries. Aren't you forgetting something?
Oh, what do you want me to do now? Buy her something to read on the bus to while away the long hours?
Oh, no, Mr. Jeffries. I think you've done enough for the poor girl now. All I want is a 2 weeks' pay in advance.
I'll send it to her.
Tell me more about Alabama, clerk.
Okay, okay. Here's the money. Now, clerk, for goodness sake, that ticket for old Hatchet Face.
Oh, and I think you were first in line, Mr. Jeffries. Do forgive me. I'll rush down to Nancy's place and tell her you reconsidered about everything. Goodbye now, and kiss your wife farewell.
You don't believe I wouldn't like to. Now, clerk, hurry, please. One ticket to Green Meadows.
Hey, yes, sir. A return ticket, too?
Yeah. Darn it.
Well, here you are, sir. That'll be $3.18.
Sure, sure. $3.18. Oh, my gosh.
What's the matter? Don't you think it's worth it?
Sure, sure. But I don't have a cent on me. I gave my last dollar to that female Simon Legree.
No money to get your wife out of town? Oh, I know exactly how you feel, sir. I'm married, too.
Look. I mean, friend. Do you cash checks here?
Checks?
That's what I thought.
I can't believe it, Maisie. I just can't. My job back, 2 weeks vacation up at Lake Louise with pay? How did you ever do it?
Oh, I don't deserve all the credit, Nancy. Most of it goes to Mrs. Jeffries.
Mrs. Jeffries?
Mm-hmm.
But she's a real nasty old witch. Did you ever see her?
No, but her husband did. Too much of her. Well, come on, honey. Let's get your bag packed. Your bus leaves in an hour and a half.
Oh, it won't take me long. I don't have much. Maisie, what do you do at Lake Louise?
Oh, they have everything a girl wants for a vacation. They have men and fellas.
Yeah, but look at me, Maisie. Do you think a man would... You know, for me...
Then it's golfing and fishing. You got something to catch a fish, Nancy?
No. What do you need?
Well, there's a pole and a hook, and I guess you'll need to buy a worm.
Gosh, I still have my packing to do. Maisie, I know you've really extended yourself for me.
Oh, well, sure, honey. I'll buy your fishing equipment for you. We got the loot to do it with now.
Oh, gee, thanks, Maisie. And say, it would be nice to buy the stuff at Mr. Jeffries' store. I mean, after all he did for me, don't you think you should give him the business?
Honey, you got something there. If there's anything I've enjoyed, it's giving Mr. Jeffries the business. Be right back.
Good afternoon, miss. Can I help you?
Yes, sir. I would like something to catch fish with.
Oh, you want a rod?
A rod? I want to catch fish, not shoot them.
Well, that's a good way, too.
Oh. A friend of mine is going away, so let me have one of them fishing poles, one of those cute little cork things that floats, and a small worm.
A small worm?
Well, she's a beginner, just wants to catch little fish to start with.
Yes, they're the cutest. Now, let's see. How about a line?
Oh, I'll tell her, and you must write to her, too.
That's part of the fishing gear, miss. Now, here's a nice rod. It's all rigged up.
Oh. Well, isn't it sort of skinny?
Our fat ones are more expensive, miss.
Hmm.
And this one is a real beauty. Here, just try casting with this rod, miss.
Okay, I'll do that.
Now, just a wee short cast, mind you. After all, we are in a store, you know.
Yes, well, sure, sure. Here goes. Four.
Oh!
Oh, I think I caught something.
Miss, I said a short cast. You broke our front window. Well, now, what do you have to say?
How much are your golf clubs?
Mr. Gordon, who in thunderation did they? You again.
Oh, hello, Mr. Jeffries. We meet again. Small world, isn't it?
Not small enough. Didn't you know you're not supposed to use that rod in here?
Well, how was I to know? There ain't no signs around no fishing allowed.
I'm sorry about that broken window, Mr. Jeffries.
Yes, somebody else is going to be sorry. That window cost me $1,000. Well, miss, what do you have to say?
Well, it ain't worth it, Mr. Jeffries. It has a big hole in it.
And you put it there.
And you're going to pay for it.
And I don't have $1,000.
I'm glad. Now you can just stay here and work it out until it's all paid for, miss.
But that'll take months. And I gotta be back at Miss Hammerschlager's. Her bus leaves in an hour, and I got the ticket. You remember, Mr. Jeffries?
Yeah, how can I forget? Because of you, my wife missed her bus, and I had to buy her a plane ticket.
A plane ticket, sir? But where Mrs. Jeffries is going is only 70 miles away.
Gordon, when I want to get rid of a wife, money is no object. Come with me, miss.
But, Mr. Jeffries, I can't sell anything. Why, I once worked in a 5- and 10-cent store and was fired because I couldn't remember the prices.
Our prices? You're going to remember, woman. And you're going to learn how to sell, too. You chiseled me out of enough money for one day. Come with me. No, no, Miss Revere, Jehoshaphat, how can you be so difficult to teach?
Oh, it's easy when you put your mind to it. This Jeffries, Nancy's waiting for a bus ticket.
Schmicket, I'm going to make a sales girl out of you or die trying.
Okay, but I'll bet you 2-1 you can't make it.
We shall see. Now, let's pretend once more that I'm the customer. Here I come into the store again.
Silly boy. And what can I do for you, sir?
Yeah, I'd like to buy a mousetrap.
Yes, sir. How many mice do you have in your house?
Hundreds of them.
Oh. Well, in that case, you'll want one of our large mousetraps.
Never mind. Look, just sell me a trap. I'm in a hurry.
In a hurry?
Yes, my wife wants to catch a plane.
Oh. Well, I don't think we have traps that large.
Oh, my goodness. You'll never make a sales girl.
Oh, thank you, sir. That's what I've been telling you. Goodbye, sir.
Oh, no, you don't. Come back here.
I got to get to Nancy with the ticket. Let go. Take your hands off me. Let go.
Quiet. I don't want the whole world to know what's going on down here.
Do you mind if I know, Herbert?
This girl is trying to get away from me. After all, she's called...
Oh, well, you're just in time, madam.
So it seems. I've always suspected my husband of having a sharp eye for the lady. Yes. And now I know why he was so anxious to get me out of town. Yes.
Oh, so you're the old battle axe Herbert's been telling me about.
Battle axe?
Yes, please, Miss Revere, this old battle axe is my wife. I mean...
Was your wife, Herbert? It's a good thing I decided to drop into the store to say goodbye. Because now it is goodbye for Keith.
Yeah, but you can't divorce me, dear. All my money, everything, it's in your name.
Well, I guess I'll leave now, Herbert. Can't keep Lake Louise waiting, you know.
Lake Louise?
Yeah. Thanks to your husband, Mrs. Hatchstick. I mean, Jeffries. A certain lovely young girl is going away for a 2-week vacation with pay. And all expenses taken care of.
Herbert arranged all this?
Yeah, yeah. Of course, I had to work on him a little. You know how your husband is, Mrs. Jeffries.
No, but I'm learning.
Now, Bertha, I know what you're thinking.
Oh, Herbert Jeffries. Now you're arranging for expensive vacations for your, more glamorous sales girls.
Oh, glamorous? Well, I wouldn't say that, Mrs. Jeffries.
Hey, look, Bertha, I only did it because she insisted.
Yeah, and he had to bribe the doctor to get you to go away.
Yes, I mean, look, Bertha.
I am looking. Since when have you decided to change to a redhead?
Oh, years ago.
I meant you, Herbert.
Yeah, but you don't understand, Bertha. The time was so short.
And you wanted to have one last fling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can have it, Herbert. But you're not going to have the money to fling it very far. Goodbye.
Yes.
Goodbye, Mrs. Jeffries. Have a nice trip.
Hey, look, Miss Revere, you can straighten this whole thing out. Tell my wife the whole truth.
Oh, but how can I run after her? I'm supposed to be here. Working at selling.
Yeah, forget about all that. You just tell her about poor, drab old Miss Hammerschlager.
You mean the one who has to go all the way to such a nice place like Lake Louise without a decent wardrobe?
You don't get a wardrobe.
And no golf clubs, lots of spending money and stuff like that there.
Yes, you get it, everything. Just tell my wife the truth.
Oh, you mean about Nancy coming back to work for you at a raise?
A raise? Now, look here, miss.
Oh, how do you do, sir? Can I interest you in the mousetrap today?
Yeah, okay, okay.
You mean you'll buy one?
Yeah, no, anything you want. A raise, shorter hours, longer lunch periods.
Oh, gosh, that's great, Mr. Jeffries. You're really a wonderful boss. You want to know something?
Do what?
Tomorrow I think I'm going to start working here.
Oh, no!
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie. Here's Maisie.
Well, for a while, I didn't think those scare tactics with Mr. Jeffries would work. Because there's an old saying that you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Unless he's a jackass. Anyway, Nancy's on her way to a beautiful hotel for her vacation. And I hope she catches more than just fish. And I think she might, too. She really has a nice figure. And she has brains, too. Which is what a man looks for in a woman after he's looked for everything else. Well, I gotta go back to my boarding house now and figure out my menu for the rest of the week. Gotta make up for that pint of blood I gave this morning. I wonder how many cans of beans make one pint of blood.
You have just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie was written by Arthur Phillips. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Elvia Allman, Peter Leeds, Frank Nelson, Sammy Hill, and Howard McNear. Jack McCoy speaking.